When I got my contract for the Birmingham Royal Ballet, I was very happy. I immediately called my father. It was a very, very good day. And that's when I realized the contract was for 2 years. And then I was like, oh, but what about Ennis? I am the first Singaporean male to enter the Prix de Lausanne as a candidate, and I'm very proud of that. The Prix de Lausanne is a really prestigious competition. It's really highly regarded in the ballet world. Dancers go to get into schools or companies. There was about 80 dancers globally. To be able to get in, it's a huge honor. I was very, very surprised. I looked at my phone and then I see an email saying, oh, congratulations, you got into the Prix de Lausanne. It was a library, so I couldn't scream. And I just silently just went like, it was a big day for me. My parents also used to be dancers. They were principal dancers in Singapore Ballet back then. We had this little CD, Male Ballet Variations. So I put it on. It wasn't even the choreography, I just danced. I just hopped around, skipped around, twirled around. I wanted to show off. So I'd do it in front of the big girls. I was so happy, and then that's when I realized, oh, maybe I should do ballet classes. I was like three. A lot of people might say, oh, boys can't do ballet. Oh, that's a bit girly, you know. I'd say otherwise. I think that ballet is really graceful. Even as guys, we can make masculinity graceful. It's become a very intense art. I wouldn't think that it's something easy that anyone could do. The most difficult move I've tried to do is a 540. 540 is something similar to what you see in Taekwondo. You swing your leg, you land on one leg. It's a very challenging movement. So when I was 11, I studied in Birmingham in the Elmhurst Ballet School in the UK. I was very young. I didn't really know how to live alone, so I kind of regretted it on the first day. I was in my room and I remember calling my mom saying, can I like go back home? I know that my parents didn't really want to send me there, but obviously it's a very prestigious school. At 11, I don't think I was very accustomed to British culture. They were very worried throughout the year. When I was in Zurich, I was very self-motivated. I really wanted to be a star when I grew up, so I worked hard every day, even throughout the not so good days. I tried my best. When I got my contract for the Birmingham Royal Ballet, I was very happy. I immediately called my father. It was a very, very good day. It's a royal company. It's supported by the British royal family. They were talking about the contract details, and that's when I realized the contract was for 2 years. Then I was like, oh, but what about Ennis? In the end, they wanted me for 2 years, and I couldn't change that. I've decided to serve my Ennis first. It was a bittersweet time. Well, the thing is, I actually really want to serve. I'm not upset about serving at all. Ever since I was young, I actually really liked the army. I used to collect these small little figurines of soldiers, airplanes, and tanks and everything. To be able to serve my country, I should be pretty proud to do so. Most people think that boys go on point, but we actually don't, because we do more jumps and we turn. We just need a shoe that supports our feet. So it looks like this. There's nothing you need to do. You don't even have to break in. It's super soft. It's like a sock, basically. Obviously, in those 2 years of national service, I wouldn't be able to train every day. Our plan is I would train whenever I book out, and I'll just try and stretch in the bunks. Do my best every time I have the chance to do training. You know, I had a teacher in Zurich. He talked to me about my national service, and he said dancers back then, they had to go to war and they had to come back, but they're still dancers in the end, and they made it to like a really big stage. so I don't really need to worry. I took that to heart, and I think that I'll be able to do it. For me, I really love dancing. I love grooving to the music. And to be able to perform on a big stage for a bunch of people, an audience, it's like really exciting for me. So after NS, I would like to pursue my dream to be a professional ballet dancer and join a company and make it to a big stage. I want to be a star.